May 29, 1900 Threat of Chastisements. Jesus is abandoned and left alone. Continuing in the same state, I felt all oppressed and I had all the need of a support to be able to bear the privation of my highest good. Having compassion for me, Blessed Jesus showed his face from within my heart for a few minutes, but not with clarity. And letting me hear his most gentle voice, he told me, "Courage, my daughter, just a little longer. Let me finish chastising, for afterwards I will come as before." While he was saying this, in my mind I said, "What are the chastisements that you have begun to send?" And he added, "The continuous rain that is pouring is more than hail, and it will cause sad consequences for the people." Having said this, he disappeared, and I found myself outside of myself, inside a garden. From there one could see crops withered in the vineyards, and within myself I kept saying, "Poor people, poor people, how shall they go on?" While I was saying this, a little boy appeared in that garden, crying and screaming so loud as to deafen heaven and earth, but no one had compassion for him. Even though everyone could hear him crying so much, they would not bother with him and they would leave him abandoned and alone. A thought flashed within me, "Who knows whether he is Jesus?" But I was not sure about it. So, drawing near him, I said, "What is it that you are crying, dear child? Do you want to come with me, since they all left you prey to tears and to sorrow, which oppresses you so much as to make you scream so loud?" But, nothing. Who could calm him down? He just barely answered with his sobs that, yes, he wanted to come. So I took him by the hand to bring him with me, and in the very act I was doing this I found myself inside myself.